On the line today, we're joined by Dr. Wendy Dlomo. Dr. Wendy is an obstetrician as well as a gynecologist. She's very passionate about women's health and she practices at Life, the Crompton Hospital in Pinetown. Dr. Wendy Dlomo, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Wendy, welcome. We are talking about menopause today, and I think it is a topic that many people are still very scared about, particularly women. Can you maybe tell us and explain to us what is menopause about, and perhaps why is there such a negative stigma, if there is, if I'm correct in saying that?
Menopause generally means that time in a woman's life when their ovaries go into retirement, and ovaries basically in women produce hormones.
Dr. Dlomo, at what age does menopause affect a woman?
Generally, the average age would be 51 years or 52, but it can occur anywhere between 45 and 55. There is a concept of what used to be called early menopause, which we've now changed to primary ovarian insufficiency, and that happens in women who are less than 40 years.
By the sounds of things, this is biology. It is a natural reaction to the environment. Are there any treatments?
Definitely there are treatments, but I must say, before we get to the treatment, to differentiate between two. So yes, it is a natural process, but there are also situations where patients are rendered menopausal because of some treatment they've gone through, say surgery or chemotherapy, which would cause their ovaries to fail before time, or maybe somebody, their ovaries have been removed. So it's important to define whether a woman is menopausal or not. There are treatments, and the treatments vary. So there is hormone replacement therapy, because as I said, it's basically your hormones declining, your ovary ages. But there's also other lifestyle modification that is important. Remember, there's a lot of stresses that some women go through. So you might find that somebody is in the perimenopause at the time that they are undergoing a divorce. So it's important to reduce the level of stress. Try and strike a balance, making sure that you keep active mentally and so forth. So those are some of the general things that people need to look out for.
All right, Dr. Dlomo, you mentioned things like leading a healthy lifestyle, and this can delay the onset of menopause. If a woman is going through menopause, you say she needs to seek medical help. Who does she go to? Does she go to an OBGYN like yourself, a gynecologist? Can a GP also assist?
Definitely a GP can assist. That would be the first place. Some women would prefer to come to a gynecologist because that's basically where our expertise lies. For instance, in terms of deciding whether should the patient be on hormone replacement therapy, should it be oral therapy, should it be a patch? There is a concept which we call a window of opportunity. This is the first 5 years of the menopause where we prefer to start. And sometimes if people start much later than that to hormone replacement therapy, and we have to balance the risk versus the benefit. But patients who want to see an OBGYN would also benefit.
Dr. Dlomo, you mentioned the risks of hormone therapy and some of the treatments. Are there alternate treatment options with less risk?
There are alternative treatments, although if somebody is not a candidate for hormone replacement, what you want to do is to then target each symptom specifically. I want to say something though about herbal remedies, because some herbal remedies have been used, especially to alleviate hot flushes. They do work, but they don't work in everybody. And they're a little bit less regulated than prescriptive medication. So you find that there might be safety issues, and some women might already be on other medication for maybe high blood pressure, thyroid, hypertension, and there could be interactions. So I'd say when it comes to herbal remedies, people need to tread a bit more carefully and still discuss these also with your doctor.
Dr. Dlomo, do you think that we're having enough of a conversation around menopause and the common myths and misconceptions about it? Is there a support group for women?
I don't think we are having enough. A lot of women do not seek help for it. A lot of women go through it silently, not so openly. So we're not talking enough about it. Hence, there isn't much support that women do. And you must also remember that society is very obsessed about youthfulness. So women are going through menopause at a time or through a society that values youthfulness. And then there's a self-esteem issues that a lot of women would go through when they are in this stage. So they need a lot more support.
Dr. Wendy, you also mentioned that menopause generally it onsets between the ages of 45 to 50. But could a woman have a menopause sets on at an early age?
Yes, definitely they do. We call this premature ovarian insufficiency. So what happens is that these women would probably not get their period and they have very low levels of estrogen. But now and again, they might ovulate or release an egg. So they do have that sporadic normal cycle, if I were to put it that way. Very, very stressful because some women would obviously be wanting to fall pregnant. But what is important for these women is that if they are diagnosed, they do definitely need to be on hormone replacement therapy.
Dr. Dloma, thank you. I mean, you know, you just mentioned the stigma, the obsession with youth. There are many layers to menopause, and we want to thank you for giving us some insight and explaining a little bit more about menopause to us and how women who are dealing with this can seek help and treatments. Dr. Wendy Dloma, who is an obstetrician and gynecologist, she practices at Life, the Crompton Hospital in Pinetown, a very passionate woman. She's passionate about health, women's health particularly, where she's seen women throughout their stages of life from puberty, childbirth, menopause and beyond. Thank you so much, Dr. Wendy Dloma.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.